It's worth taking a little bit of time to explain the background. So everyone's talking about a new global deal on climate change. At the moment, we've got the Kyoto Protocol. Effectively, that runs out in 2012. We're now at full speed ahead trying to find a replacement. And there's a key negotiation session in December in Copenhagen, where effectively the world has been set a deadline. You need to agree a new treaty at this meeting. Now, everyone's going to focus on targets and timetables, how much of a carbon cut different countries are willing to make by different times. For example, Europe has said it will make a cut of 20% in its carbon emissions by 2020. People like Japan have said that we could do something similar. The US is yet to commit to something, but Obama's talked about maybe being able to get back to 1990 levels by a certain date. So it's all difficult to compare the targets, and that's what people are focusing on. But what's happened, what's emerged this week, is that behind the scenes, there's been a very key disagreement between Europe and the United States over how those targets might be met. So rather than what those targets might be set at, say, for example, Europe gets its 20% target by 2020, maybe the US takes a target of 15% by 2020, how are we going to know whether those targets have been met? That's the key question. And at the moment, under the Kyoto Protocol, every target that is set has to be met. Effectively, there's a global rule book where if you're Russia or if you're Japan or if you're Canada or whoever, you have a certain way you're allowed to meet the target and certain ways that you're not. And what's happened is the US hasn't said this officially, but this is just what's going on in the back channel talk. The US has told Europe that it wants to rewrite the rule book. Europe had hoped to import a lot of the Kyoto stuff, the framework, the architecture, they call it, the systems and the systems into a new agreement. And the US has said, no, we want to scrap pretty much everything that Kyoto set up. And that means that we want to propose an alternative, which is in a sense based around, rather than a global rule book, each country would be able to write its own rule book.
What are the drawbacks to that?
Well, the problem is that at the moment, it's what it sounds. It's a global rule book. So people have to follow the same procedures. And although Kyoto isn't perfect, it means that you can more or less trust the figures. You know the cuts that have been said to have been made, or at least you know that they're consistent from country to country. If each country gets to decide its own way of doing things, then you lose that transparency and you lose that trust. And you could get countries exploiting the rules to effectively take shortcuts. No one in Europe is seriously worried the US would exploit those loopholes, because the US has a very robust system of holding its political leaders to account. The NGO community is very strong. There's been legal challenges, that kind of thing. So this isn't a criticism of the US system. It's more that if the US was to get its way, similar loopholes could be opened up in different countries, which might not have either the scrutiny or the resolve to not take those shortcuts. And so effectively what you get is a free-for-all.